hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
Hounds of heaven, Jesus loves you and is there for you. Welcome in to the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason on the Guadalupe Radio Network, which is radio for your soul. And we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us of our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most near thy mercy. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Dominic Guzman, pray for us. Venerable Father Augustus Tolson, pray for us. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen, pray for us. So what are we talking about today? I thought I might offer a quick thought about the evidence that everyone still hates Chris, and that the evidence that you can take a kid out of West Philly, but you cannot take the West Philly out of a kid. I might offer a brief comment on that. And after that, Christine Niles, the senior executive investigative reporter from Church Militant, she returns to the show to discuss the report she's doing out of the Ukraine, the report she's doing rather on some sex abuse that's going on in Africa in a traditional Latin church there. Also, she's going to be talking about Pope Francis' consecration to Ukraine, how Catholics should be looking at the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brown Jackson, and the ongoing attacks against life in the womb in Ireland. And then at the bottom hour, our favorite financial advisor, Kevin Pilon, our favorite Catholic financial advisor, he'll be on to give his talk about finance from a Catholic's perspective. So I know Roy's excited about that. So that's the show for today. If you want to call in and opine, please do at 877-757-9424. Again, that's 877-757-9424. This is David L. Gray Show. Stop on my website at davidlgray.info for my latest content and archives of this show. And also check out my online courses. I've just completed a 16 lecture course in a series that I did on the Catholic teaching on Freemasonry. It has quizzes, has PowerPoints you can download as well. So also, if you have a homeschool student or students of yours who just need some better Catholic theology, check out my online courses that I'm offering this upcoming school year. Starting this summer, I'll be having a course on the history of the search for God. So that's a religious studies from the position that only the Catholic Church is the fullness of truth. And then in fall, I have a course on introduction to theology and the Old Testament prophets. So that's at davidlgray.info. Go there for more information. Sissel, how's it going? Sissel's my producer here. How's it going, Sissel?
It's going pretty well. It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it feels like it. Man, I feel so rough. I don't even know how to do a radio show right
You're
now.
Like,
what am I talking about?
What is a microphone? I don't know.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I feel out of the water. It's funny. It doesn't take that long not to do something to forget how to do it.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
And let's see, we have 1 week of Lent left. So how's it wrapping up for you? I know you've been busy, obviously.
That was giving me an existential crisis right there when he said that we had a week of Lent left.
My goodness.
It's going pretty well. I feel like you know, sometimes halfway through Lent, you kind of have to do a revamp. of your commitments, and you know, you're like, all right, now it's time to get really serious.
Right, exactly.
You're like, okay, I kind of maybe we were a little bit rough in the first half. Let's bring it home, you know.
Exactly.
So definitely,
it's like the fourth quarter of a game. Yes. Oh, man, I've just been stinking this whole game up. Like, don't have any points, man. Got a lot of penalties.
It's time to do the Hail Mary pass, you know.
Exactly. Maybe I can still bring home some moral victories.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, confession every week now. Otherwise, it's going pretty well.
That's hilarious. I was amazed last week. I'm always amazed ever since I've been on Guadalupe Radio Network doing this show. I've always been amazed that you guys let me off for a week and then you raised like $300,000. I've just been amazed at like the generosity of Guadalupe Radio listeners. I mean, they're so generous.
They really, really are, David. It was such a fantastic week. You know, it's every share-a-thon. You never know how it's going to go and stuff like that. And I know finances can be tight for some people right now, but it was really beautiful. Had some such generous people call in. I think Dave and I at one point, one of our hours, we had like 12 people call in at once. We were trying to get up to 10 calls and all of a sudden got up to 12 and we weren't sure how that happened.
Wow.
But so thank you so much to all of our wonderful Guadalupe Radio Network family for helping us keep this media ministry going.
Yeah, man, that's a beautiful thing. Without their support, and there's no us.
Nope.
So.
Absolutely.
What's going on back to the Father this week? You guys, you and Dave back at that?
Yeah, well, Dave is actually. So I am not going
to
be
there.
Oh,
yeah, you have a retreat.
I'm going to be on the axe retreat, so I'm going to be missing it. But, and it's kind of sad, too, because it was kind of my idea, the subject that we're going to be talking about. We kind of talked about it a while back when we first started the show. We did a show on angels and what St. Thomas Aquinas had to say about them. And we thought it was a really popular show at the time. We had a lot of people call in. So we decided to revisit that subject. So this Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, Dave and Jonathan and Diane will all be talking on that subject. So if you have some thoughts or if you're really curious about, maybe you don't know much about it, definitely tune in. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, the Guadalupe Radio Network's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and also our own Back to the Father YouTube page. And you can join us, ask questions, call in. It's a very interactive show and a lot of fun. If you've ever thought that St. Thomas Aquinas' teachings were over your head, like me, this is the show for you.
Yeah,
we keep it
that's
fun.
That's a great show. Yeah, 2 p.m. Central Time on all the live streaming platforms. Thanks, Cecil.
Of course.
Enjoy your retreat. And make sure you guys download the Guadalupe Radio Network app on your smartphone. Listen to all of our programming all day long, starting in the morning with the Catholic Drive Time Show with Joe McClain, Adrian Francesca, Rudolph Carlos, starting at 6 a.m. Central Time. Also, subscribe to the Guadalupe Radio Network app on all the social media platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and the Twitter. This is a David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason on the Guadalupe Radio Network, which is radio for your soul. So, Sunday night, I was watching some Korean romantic rom-coms, romantic comedies, as you know, I like with the wife, when my phone starts just like blowing up with people telling me, you gotta watch the Oscars, it's crazy. And so I had no idea that I was going to watch a fully grown man go smack another fully grown man in the face for telling a joke about his wife that he had initially laughed at. I also didn't expect to see the latter, Chris Rock, just take the smack, then make a joke about it, and not even retaliate. What happened after that, I didn't anticipate either, right? So people like Jemele Hill, right, from what the latest anti-man, anti-race-baiting comment she can say on Twitter fame, and people like Tiffany Haddish from the I'm Funnier in Movies Than I Am on Stage fame, talking about how beautiful it was to see a black man defend his woman, but would have been ready to blame Donald Trump for inciting racism if a white man had went up there and smacked Chris Rock across the face. And people from various backgrounds, either defending Will Smith or saying that he should be arrested and have his Oscar taken away. Alpine on this with just three brief comments, because I think there is something here to take from it as Catholics. First, I don't take it lightly that we're living in a world where humor is dead. It's dead. You know, there was a time when comedians told jokes. I don't know if you remember that. It wasn't that long ago. Comedians used to tell jokes and people laughed. Now comedians, all they have to offer is this scathing, this shocking social commentary that anyone who agrees with them calls it funny. And those who disagree with them says, oh, that was mean. That's comedy today. It's not funny. It's just a bunch of these scathing, shocking comments. Dave Chappelle, who used to be funny over a decade ago, now stands on stage and gives a social commentary monologue that may offer a couple punchlines to make the facts go down smooth. Yet it's called the greatest comic of our generation. But again, Dave Chappelle's not telling jokes. He's talking about difficult topics with a smile on his face. He does it really well, but that's not comedy. Every late night comedian is doing the very same thing. Comedy is dead. But that's what it's like, right? And that's why when a person like Chris Rock, who is still trying to do old school comedy by telling funny jokes, gets smacked across the face for doing it. Comedy is dead. Again, and don't take it lightly that humans can no longer laugh at themselves. Chris Rock would have been better off making a joke about Will and Jada's adulterous marriage. Second point. Notice how black privilege works, right? Notice the black privilege that Will Smith enjoys. You guys probably never heard about this. Black privilege. We always talk about white privilege this, the people on that side, right? No, but there's really something called black privilege. Don't believe me? Check out what happened with Will Smith. He's allowed to smack a man across the face, turn his back on him without any fear of reprisal. And also no fear of reprisal from his white peers in Hollywood. If you think this is rare, I disagree with you. It's just more the same from a society at large. It just holds black Americans to very low standards. Black Americans are allowed to act like animals as long as we don't harm white people. This is why the LA police chose not to press charges against Will Smith. Now, the LA police, they're saying, oh, well, Chris Rock chose not to press charges. No, that's not how law enforcement works. Victims don't get to decide whether a crime was committed against them. No, that's not how law enforcement works. This is black privilege. Black on black crime does not matter. It doesn't. It's just a statistic we talk about. The same type of privilege we saw in the 1980s with gang violence, killing thousands of people, crack cocaine epidemic. That wasn't a problem. But when whites in Southern Ohio discovered meth, we needed a national referendum. Gang rap in the 1980s that glorified the gang life. And pill-popping rap music today that glorifies drug abuse. No reprisal. No accountability. No one calls accountability for this animalistic behavior from the majority of people's society. Why? Because it doesn't affect them. Black privilege allows you to say and do anything you want to another black person. Black people get to call others the N-word but tell non-blacks they can't. And now we have a whole thing called a critical race theory that reinforces the culture, low expectations, animal behavior. Humans should have better standards of behavior. But as long as black Americans are continuing to be treated as subhuman, which things like the critical race theory allows them to be and teaches them to be, this type of behavior only gets worse, especially now that we have turned a violent man into an icon, into an iconic figure. And that leads to my last point. If you've been paying attention to what's going on in middle schools right now, in high schools across the country, they're turning very deadly. Violence has become the norm at schools and shopping malls across the country. Teenagers are brawling, get into bloody fights with one another all across the country. It's an epidemic that's very underreported, but it's also symptomatic of a world that celebrates killing babies in a womb. Our children hate one another. And they're trying to kill one another because we have given them the license to. We've given them the license to because we've taught them that it's okay to inflict the most heinous form of violence there has ever been on anyone in humanity. We made it legal to kill innocent babies in a womb, and we wonder why we hate each other. No life has value until life in the womb does. Spare me all your concern about the war in Ukraine. I'm sorry, I just can't get too excited or riled up about it in the light of a war that's taking place in the womb against women. All those people in Ukraine and Russia were born and have freedom of choice. They can figure it out. Human beings have always figured war out. And it is painful, it's harmful. There's tragedy, yes, but they all were born. There's a war that takes that's taking place in our world, and we legalize it, and we celebrate it, and we celebrate it, and we celebrate it over and over and over again. Yet we don't think it has consequences, that this war that we have against babies in the womb. My thoughts and prayers are with the people, all people who experience war throughout the world, seriously. And but I'm just not crying a river over Ukraine or all the other wars, other than the one that takes place at the kill centers, the war that's taking place at these kill centers like Planned Parenthood. We live in a world that wants peace. I know, we live in a world that wants peace, but we're at war with the most peaceful among us. We live in a world that wants peace, but doesn't know that doesn't know that peace isn't some sort of like thing, or they think the peace is like a thing or something like this idea that humans can achieve. That's like, they actually believe that. And that's why we just can't get it right, because peace is not some sort of thing or an idea. Peace is a person named Jesus Christ. He's the King of peace, the source of peace, the fountain of peace. Until the world embraces him, all it will have is chaos and death. And that's what you saw at the Oscars, a culture of hate, chaos, and death. And that's all I know about that. Right after the break, Christine Niles, a senior investigative reporter over at Church Militant, returns to the show to discuss Pope Francis' consecration of Russia and Ukraine, how Catholics should be looking at the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and the ongoing attacks on life in a womb in Ireland. This is David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason on Guadalupe Radio Network, which is radio for your soul.
Are you a young adult looking for the right path through the challenges and changes in your life? Do you wish to do God's will but don't know how? Join Young Catholic Professionals April 29th through May 1st for their 2022 conference, Thy Will Be Done on Earth as It Is in Heaven, a weekend of inspirational speakers, enriching small group discussions, and the sacraments together with 600-plus witnesses for Christ from across the nation. Visit ycpconference.org to register. Registration closes April 7th.
Keeping you informed and inspired. Hi, Joe McClain here, host of the Catholic Drive Time, heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central, 7 Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. News and information, Catholic conversation, inspiration, fun, and prizes are involved. Log on to our website to get all the details, to find all the information, the podcast, the videos, and so much more. grnonline.com. That's grnonline.com/CDT. God love you.
In today's day and age, it's even more important than ever to find a news source that you can trust. That's why the GRN started producing the Catholic Drive Time Show, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Hi, this is Len Oswald, president of the Guadalupe Radio Network, with your GRN Family Minute. The Catholic Drive Time Show is your one-stop source for breaking news through a Catholic lens. Our team covers all the headlines, featuring guest interviews, daily scripture readings, and even weekly prize giveaways. With all the news from Rome to D.C., find out what you need to know before you start work each morning. Tune in each weekday from 6 to 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The Catholic Drive Time Show will inspire you and keep you in the loop. We are your Catholic radio station, radio for your soul. And I want to thank you for being part of the Guadalupe Radio Network family.
Welcome back in to the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason on Guadalupe Radio Network. Thanks to everyone who's tuning in on the live streams on the Facebook, the YouTube, and the Twitter. And also thank you everyone who just allowed me to come into your life at this moment in your car, in your home. Always appreciate you allowing me in. And guess who I have today? The Miss Christine Niles is back on the David L. Gray Show. Welcome in, Christine. I cannot hear Christine. Can anyone else hear Christine? Maybe it's me. Okay, Cecil said, give me a moment. So as you guys can see, we'll get Christine now on. She's on the screen. You can see her. And we'll get her connected here in a moment. So, and what we're talking, so I'm going to play as she's heading in. I'm going to, as she's coming, I think I can hear her now. Christine, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, hey.
Okay. Can you hear me, or is there just too much noise going on? Because I'm actually in the media pit right now, and there's a lot of noise going on in the background. I was trying to use a different microphone, but it appears that wasn't working. So,
okay.
Maybe it's okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's fine. See, I thought it was us. It was you the whole time.
Nope. I'm going to scrap these.
Oh, how's it going?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Yeah, as always. So I decided to talk to you before we get into the couple of the topics I want to discuss with the audience. I know tomorrow is like a huge day. It's something I've been anticipating a lot. You have this report that's coming out on some abuse that's been going on in a place that's been very underreported in this whole crisis. So, Cecil, could you play clip number one?
Yes. So.
He was treated like a king. But instead of bringing the light of Christ, one of the longest serving priests of the Society of St. Pius X brought darkness. With the help of multiple SSPX clergy.
Yeah, so that clip is like a really dark intro. So these priests were in the continent of Africa, I guess, in different places, different countries there, and they're there seemingly doing the work of Christ, but they're doing the work of the devil.
Yes, and I can't really give out too much about what it's going to be about, so I encourage everyone to please tune in tomorrow night, right after evening news. We're going to premiere Spotlight. It's called SSPX Black Trads Matter. And that's playing off, of course, Black Lives Matter. But in this case, for the very first time, we are highlighting abuse of African boys that took place in a small mission. I don't want to say where yet, but it's one of the earliest SSPX missions. And we have the proof. We have the documentation for the very first time. Victims are speaking out, and their voices deserve to be heard. So I hope as many people as possible tune into that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. That's thank you for doing that report, and you do so many great investigative reports over there at Church Militant. We appreciate that, all that you do.
Thank you.
And so I want to talk to you about this as well, that, you know, Christine, just 2 weeks ago, you had media personalities making like legal cases that can never be adjudicated, that Benedict XVI didn't really resign, that Pope Francis the anti-pope, and other people were saying that Francis is the anti-pope because he does bad things and says heretical stuff. But now, you know, he's consecrated Russia, and recently, you know, he's been pushing back against the German Senate. I mean, he seems to be like a legitimate pope now, right? I really hadn't seen a comeback like this since Jesus rose again on the third day. I mean, he's pope again, Christine. What happened?
Well, we covered it live, you know, we covered the consecration live, and I personally found it to be very moving. I knelt at my desk in the studio. I was praying the prayer along with the Pope, you know, and he got to the moment where he consecrated humanity, and he mentioned specifically Russia, and he's really the first Pope to have done so. I mean, we've had multiple popes in the past kind of attempt this consecration. But he's really the first one to actually fulfill this request of naming Russia. And I thought it was a beautiful thing. I mean, I think I truly believe that it will usher in many graces and blessings for the world. You know, you mentioned the German synodal path. Just like a couple of days after this happened, we find out that the Pope is actually distancing himself from this. And I read that, I'm like, that is a minor miracle, because this is a Pope who's actually been pushing it for years. And then suddenly he's like now backing off. I'm like, wow, is this the first sign of maybe some of the blessings coming forth? And then the next day I read about Russia and Ukraine, and Russia has decided to after negotiations, drastically decreased their military presence in Kyiv. I'm like, let's keep praying.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to bring good. I do. I think it's going to bring good to the world. And I think that that we should rejoice in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really happy about, because I've always been critical of some things that Pope Francis has said and done. But kudos to him. If he's having some sort of conversion or really getting graces needed to fulfill the ministry of Peter, God bless him. He's we need that as a church.
We do. And you know what? And you know, I know that people have been praying too that consecration will actually bring about the conversion of the Pope. Hey, why not?
Why not? But the Fatima industry. So the Fatima industry. Those who don't know that word. So I call it the Fatima industry. There are some people in the church who nitpick every time a pope consecrates Russia, and they say, oh, this criteria wasn't met, as if it's some sort of recipe that has to be done a particular way or donuts don't come out right. The Fatima industry, Christine Niles, isn't going anywhere. They're still saying this wasn't legitimate consecration.
They are, and you know, they're all the naysayers, and it's very frustrating because sometimes I feel like they approach God like he's some sort of legalist or a Puritan. And if you don't say the exact word, oh, you didn't say the word "the." Okay, it's off. Nope, no blessings. I mean, God's not like that. You know, and then you have the whole Pachamama controversy. There are people saying, oh, there's a phrase in the consecration, Tierra del Cielo, and that means Pachamama. And so he's consecrating us to the devil.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bishop Athanasius Schneider came out. And he is a very traditionalist bishop.
Right.
And he came out and said, no, that's not true. You know, this is actually taken from the Byzantine liturgy. That's an ancient expression for Our Lady. And it's appropriate that it would come from the Byzantine liturgy because that's the Eastern liturgy, the liturgy of the Ukrainians and the liturgy of the Russians. And so that's why it would be in there. So he's like telling all of the trads, like, hey, calm down. It's okay. We're not consecrating the world to the devil here. You know? So.
I just thought that was just amazing. So transition to a couple other topics, Christine. Thanks again for coming on. We're speaking with Miss Christine now. She's a senior investigator reporter over at Church Militant. Go over to churchmilitant.com tomorrow and check out her investigative report that's coming out on March 31st. And I know my mother's listening. She's in the listening era. Hi, Mom. It's your birthday tomorrow, I know. Happy birthday. So, Mom, listen to Christine tomorrow, her report. I want to also transition to Ketanji Brown, Jackson Brown. Christine, she could not only define what a woman is, she couldn't even define where life begins. And I said on one of my social media accounts, is this woman isn't even qualified to sit on the toilet. Why are we putting her on the Supreme Court? She doesn't know what a woman is or when life begins.
What is a toilet? I don't know. I'm
a plumber. Exactly.
There were some good memes that came out after that. You know, all such good memes. Like, what is 2 + 2? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. What is the Constitution? I don't know. I'm not a founding father. I mean, really, you don't know what a woman is? I mean, Biden had been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks about, the first female black, you know, Supreme Court justice that, presumably she thinks she's a woman. So, you know, that was ridiculous. That was totally, it was just a complete clown show. And then even worse, when she said she couldn't define when life begins. First of all, she knows when life begins. Everybody knows when life begins. Even if you don't believe it's a human life, everybody knows life begins, in the womb when it begins at conception. But it's because of the whole abortion lobby. She can't say that because then she knows all the abortions will freak out and pull their support from her. But then something else too that she wouldn't answer was when Senator Ted Cruz was quoting books in school libraries that little children were reading, and the books were actually basically saying stuff like, well, maybe we should ship all white people back to Europe. And so he asked her directly, do you think children should be exposed to this? She couldn't give a simple yes or no. Her answer was, well, you know, I haven't reviewed the book yet. And I thought we were going to hear, you know, talk about her judicial record. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about this lady.
Yeah. And you have a background in.
And I know you have a background in law. I know you went to a really good undergraduate school, and I think you got your Juris Doctorate, correct?
Yeah, at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did this whole thing happen that Supreme Court justices, when they're going through confirmation, they just don't tell the truth, that they have to play this game of being stealth and being myopic about things? Did that start with Bork, or was it before it?
Everything changed after Roe v. Wade. Everything changed. Before Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, the Supreme Court nominations were very boring. Okay, very boring. You would just sit there and they'd be like, okay, are you qualified? Do you have the experience? Yes, yes, yes. Great, you're on. That's it. You know, there was nothing. Roe v. Wade changed everything. And now it's nothing but politics. It's pure politics. And yes, the first big one was Judge Robert Bork. But then the second big one was Clarence Thomas. Remember that? Yeah. And what irritates me is, Biden is always all about, black. And it's like, wait a second. You played a primary role in tanking the very first black nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, because he's the one who presided over that entire clown show. They made all those allegations in for Clarence Thomas, who, as far as I'm concerned, is the best Supreme Court justice that we have right now. So this is not about being black. I want a certain agenda.
Certain type of black woman, type of acceptable type of black woman. Because remember, Janice Rogers Brown could have been the first black female Supreme Court justice under G.W. Bush. But again, Biden, he barely let the woman get on D.C.'s circuit court. So he doesn't play clean. It's his agenda.
Right.
And last thing I wanted to talk to you about was Ireland. I was watching my favorite show in the morning. If Joe McClain is listening, I like your show too, Joe, Catholic Drive Time. But I start my morning with Christine, her church military.
I've been on Joe's show a few times.
But yeah, so I'm at my favorite show. You were talking about how Ireland, and this maybe 10 years ago, we're talking about a pro-life country. Now they've gotten to the point where you said in your report, they're not even people are allowed to pray outside of these abortion kill centers anymore. They're not allowed to pray.
It's a real tragedy what's going on. That passed in Northern Ireland. Okay, so that's separate from the Republic of Ireland. But still, the Republic of Ireland is looking into legalizing that as well. So essentially, in Northern Ireland, pro-lifers are now no longer allowed to pray outside abortion mills. And they're wanting to pass that now in the Republic of Ireland. And it's just a real tragedy, the trajectory that's gone on there in the Republic of Ireland, which, as we know, abortion was first legalized there in 2018. And it's just been a downhill. I mean, they're killing thousands of babies every single year now. They just opened the floodgates to this evil. I mean, this once truly Catholic country, and now they just opened the floodgates to this horrible evil, and they don't even realize that they're doing it. It's a terrible tragedy what's going on there right now.
Yes, disgusting. Christine, thanks for bringing us all these reports. Could you tell us one more time, how can we find your exclusive report tomorrow?
Sure. Okay, so it's Spotlight, SSPX, Black Trans Matter, and that's premiering live tomorrow at churchmilitant.com right after evening news. So evening news starts at 7, show's going to start at 8, and then it'll be on the site right after that, churchmilitant.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Christine. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
And that's all we know about that for now. Right after the break, we're going to have our favorite Catholic financial advisor, Kevin Peline. He'll be on the show answering your questions and talking about finance from a Catholic perspective. This is David L. Gray's show, Voicing Truth and Reason on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Of fighting the crowds, isn't it so much easier to hop online and do your shopping in the comfort of your own home? Did you know that you can help the Guadalupe Radio Network when you shop online? All you need to do is shop on Amazon Smile and 0.5% of your purchase goes to the GRN. Just go to amazonsmile.com and select La Promesa Foundation as your nonprofit of choice. La Promesa is the parent company of Guadalupe Radio. It's that simple to give a little extra help to the Guadalupe Radio Network.
This Easter holiday, see the movie based on the inspiring true story.
Figured it out.
I'm going to be a priest.
For Halloween.
A father stew.
No one wants to hear the gospel from the mouth of a gangster.
Academy Award nominee Mark Wahlberg.
Maybe that's exactly what they need.
An Academy Award winner Mel Gibson.
Man don't lose when he gets knocked down, but when he won't get up.
God ain't giving up on you. Don't you dare go giving up on yourself.
When the man comes around. Father Stew, exclusively in movie theaters April 13. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
This movie contains offensive language.
How are you, friend? This is Rudy from Catholic Drive Time, keeping you informed and inspired Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central. And we have a very special show for you tomorrow. We have Jordan Pacheco from the Augustine Institute. He's on with us to talk about Catholic filmmaking. How do we take this excellent medium and apply our Catholic faith and share the gospel through it? Don't miss it.
From the University of Dallas and as seen on EWTN.
What can I do that is the definite service that God wants me to give to the world?
Think of the challenges that we have coming from our culture. We really need the virtue of courage.
Are you ready to put yourself into the hazard? Are you ready to say yes to the call? Are you ready to be a witness to love? The Quest. All episodes streaming now at quest.udallas.edu.
Welcome back in to David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason on Guadalupe Radio Network, which is Radio for Your Soul. Coming in from the northernmost part of our country is our favorite Catholic financial advisor, Kevin Pilon. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. We are, in fact, getting snow and sleet and freezing rain as we speak, my friend.
Are you serious? I'm not going to complain anymore. I'm up here complaining that in St. Louis that this isn't a spring that I'm used to. But you're getting, wow.
Yeah, we have, man. I don't know, we've gotten 4 or 5 inches of snow today, but it started off as sleet last night. So there was a nice slippery layer of sleet this morning for everybody's commute. And now it's been getting this wet, sticky snow on top of it. It's been fun driving around for those who are, you know, driving truck routes and things like that up here.
Yeah. I mean, global warming is not what she used to be. I tell you that much.
They call Duluth a climate haven, I guess. Duluth is like an exception to the everything that's going on with the global warming, they say. Yeah, climate haven. I might have the term wrong there.
So this is that time of the year, though, right? When the conditions are like that on the road, and that, what do people call it? This is full coverage insurance driving time. If you don't have full coverage insurance, just stay your butt at home, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
We don't need you on a road harming people's financial condition with your uninsured driving self. So
yeah, just hang tight. Hang tight at home so you can get that insurance in place. really quick. When I was in college, I got stopped by a police officer and my car insurance had lapsed. And I didn't know anything about it at the time until my license got suspended and I had to retake my driver's license test and everything.
Wow. That's pretty extreme.
That was an example of what you call learning the hard way, which hopefully, as we talk briefly today about two big things, taxes and inflation, that your listeners, you know, we hopefully don't have to learn those lessons the hard way. Of course, this is tax season coming up here. They call it, you know, tax season because of April 15th, tax day. And a lot of people are thinking about taxes, but a lot of people are thinking about inflation right now as the things are unfolding with the conflict and war in Ukraine and with Russia, as we've been dealing with the aftermath of 2 years of everything we've been dealing with, COVID and supply chain issues and manufacturing issues. Now we have natural gas issues. Now we have crude oil issues. So these two big animals of taxes and inflation, they can hurt us long-term financially. They affect us long-term, David, because they're two things that are changing always. They're also always present. And we also have very little immediate control over them, when or if they happen.
Wait, are you talking about my lactose problem?
Yeah, that as well. Yeah, that type of inflation. Okay. I'm not the inflation of your bloated gut, but the inflation of your decreased purchasing power.
Okay. Sorry about that. So how does he know that about
that's
me?
That's a topic for next month.
Okay.
David's diet.
Yeah, so, and we're speaking with Kevin Pilon. He is, you can find him, just type in his name on any browser. That's Kevin, P-I-L-O-N. But he's at Thrivent. He is a financial advisor there, but he's specializing really in one thing that he's passionate about is helping Catholic families figure out their finances from a Catholic perspective, end of life planning, beginning of life planning. I mean, he covers the whole gamut. He offers a whole array of financial sources. So she always places a link to find him below in the comment box. So check him out there. And man, that's a whole array. That's a whole gamut of things that's going on, Kevin. And April 15th is coming up. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. Tax year comes around every year. And I was curious. I was thinking about talking with you today, and I wanted to know your opinion. Do you think we are currently in a high tax environment or a low tax environment? Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, David, low is 1, 10 is high for where you think taxes are right now.
Oh, so I have to say, because I thought they were lowered. Well, I guess in some aspects, I thought President Trump lowered him. So I guess I would have to say 6, 6, 7.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. So you are correct in the sense that in 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act came out and that changed the tax rates, the federal tax rates. Now, here's what's interesting. If you were to go back all the way to the end of World War II, 1945, and look at our federal tax rates, and you go all the way up until now, in 1945 and throughout much of the 1950s, our highest federal marginal tax rate was around 90%, the tax rate for the highest marginal income. Today, after the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the highest marginal tax rate is sitting at around 37%. So by historical comparison, our rates, our tax rates are quite tame. However, what you'll notice from 1945 through the 50s, federal deficit is plummeting. What happened after World War II? Federal government was in a ton of debt. Mm-hmm. What did they do? They had really high tax rates and they paid off a ton of debt. So you had deficits going down, tax rates really high, and then tax rates got lowered and lowered and lowered throughout the 80s and 90s into today. Well, our taxes are some of the lowest they've ever been today, David, but where's our federal deficit? It is by far beyond what anyone could have imagined, higher than what we've ever seen before as far as debt. So at some point, if you are a betting man, and I know we've talked about this before, do you think tax rates are going to continue to go down, or do you think they're going to go up in the future?
Man, you kind of shocked me with that. Just thinking about after World War II, how people maybe felt a social responsibility to pay more taxes, and they didn't. They just did it. That's interesting. So interesting. I mean, you're going to expose me here. You're going to expose me here because typically I wouldn't say this, but I think maybe some taxes should go up to pay off the deficit. I'm definitely a no tax guy. But I don't know, Kevin. I don't know if they're going to go up or down. I really don't know what to say because I think it's oftentimes political, right?
Yeah, it largely is political. And, you know, you would think it would be closely related to what the deficit is and what debt is nationally. But over the last decade, over the last two decades, that has not been the case. We have not seen a correlation between the tax rates and the debt. So let's bring it back home. What does that mean for, you know, average American, you and me, getting ready for tax time? Well, when people think of the word financial advisor, David, they often think of an investment guy. We talk about investment diversification. And I talk about that a lot because I'm doing a lot of retirement income planning for my clients and helping them not run out of money in retirement. But one way of diversification that isn't often talked about is called income tax diversification. So when you can think of all the ways that you have money stored, let's say you have some in savings, let's say you have a retirement account, a 401k, a deferred comp, a 403b, you're a police officer, you have a pension, you have a government 457, all these different kinds of accounts, you can lump them into different tax buckets. Let's think of it as buckets. There's three buckets, David. There's the bucket of I get taxed now, there's the bucket of it's going to get taxed later, and there's the bucket of it's not going to get taxed ever again. So if those are the three options, where most people have most of their long-term savings is in the middle bucket, tax later, 401k, IRA, 403b. Where most people have most of their today money is tax now, right? Checking, savings, CDs, things that get taxed on the growth every year as it's realized. Where most people don't have very much saved is in the third bucket, the tax never again bucket. So as we get to tax time, this is where I start to look for strategies for people to move money strategically from the middle bucket to the third bucket. How do we get money out of tax later into let's make sure it's never taxed again? When we are wise this way with our funds, it's not just about, hey, what's my tax bill today, David? What's it gonna look like this year? What's my refund this year? But what does it do 20 years from now when I don't know what taxes are? Well, that's where the difference is made. What does it do 20 years from now when my tax rate might be 50%? I don't know. I only know what it is today. So that's why we try to be smart with long-term ideas when it comes to biblically wise money decisions.
Yeah, yeah, that's invaluable, that service that you're talking about, which you're offering people. So what type of things would be included there, things that are never going to be taxed again?
Sure. I'll give you three prime examples. And for all of your listeners, please do not take this as specific investment advice. Any investment advice you get needs to be catered to your personal financial situation. These are general principles in nature. I just need to make that caveat. If you are looking for specific advice, of course, my goal is to help Catholics be wise with money. You can look me up. Kevin Pilon at Thrivent is where I'm at. But I will say three quick examples, David. One would be the Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The only difference between those two things is that one is one that you own outside of work. One is one that has to be provided by your work. So a lot of people's places of work offer a Roth 401k. And if they don't, anybody who's working or has an income has the ability to be funding a Roth IRA. That's money that's coming from after tax dollars, it's growing tax deferred, and as long as it's taken out within some certain parameters and rules, the principal and the growth is tax free. So think about it in terms of taxing the harvest or taxing the seed, right? Mm. If we tax the harvest, that's your 401k. The seed tax is your Roth 401k, your Roth IRA. It's already gotten taxed. So if I had a dollar and I put it in a Roth IRA, David, and it grew to $1 million, and $999,999 of that is not even my money, it's just growth, that would be 100% tax-free in retirement in a Roth type of account. That's one. Second example would be actually in cash value inside of life insurance. There are specific rules around that, but before 1995, David, Roth IRAs did not exist. So those who were not able to get tax advantages up front from saving for long-term goals, they were finding that cash value life insurance was the way to go. And that still remains true today because there are a lot of different ways to structure that. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. People can use it for college planning. They can use it for down payments on houses. They can use it for kids and grandkids. There's just so many crazy uses for cash value life insurance. And within certain rules, again, it'll be tax-free. And then the third one is municipal bonds. So if you own bonds that are issued by a state or city,
bonds are still around.
They're still around. They're not talked about that often, and they should be, because if you're investing in something that's, you know, a project of your very own city or state, Well, it's federally tax-free. And if it's within your own state of residence, it's also free from state income tax if you have a state income tax. So that's another way people can save, tax never again dollars.
And I think those, obviously, though, those, the last two that you had mentioned, don't have really have an age requirement, right? There's no prerequisites or anything like that. But your Roth, don't you have to be a certain age?
Yeah, so Roths are, again, they're going to be considered a retirement account. However, if you keep in mind that the money that you put into a Roth is your own money after tax dollars, in Roth IRAs, there are a lot of cases where you can access money that you've put in pre-retirement. So the age you're thinking of is 59 and a half.
Okay.
That's the magic age where we have access to retirement accounts without the 10% IRS penalty.
Okay.
There are some other generalities there. But yeah, with a Roth IRA, if you've had it open long enough, and if it's principal, if it's your own money that you're taking back out, that can be a way that people are using those as well. So sometimes you'll have people using them for helping with college or helping with, you know, weddings or down payments on houses. Recognizing their primary purpose is retirement, but they have multiple uses that way.
Okay, man, that's good stuff, man. I wish I knew about a Roth when I was 18 years old, man. Why, what do you feel about? I know you do. I mean, you know, your kids are young, but why don't we teach younger people? I mean, more about these financial instruments.
You know, I don't know. I think because we're still on the tail end of generations where it just wasn't done. You know, mm-hmm. if something hasn't been done for long enough, it takes somebody to start it up. I think another reason is that money is a sensitive topic. And along with that, it's becoming more and more complex. So there becomes a greater need to learn about it at a younger age. In a lot of ways, because so many things that are there now financially weren't around 50 years ago. But I've taken that to heart. You know, just last week I was teaching a group of sophomores in high school at a local Catholic school, some money principles, because they have a finance class. And I was like, man, this would have been amazing when I was in high school. So they're getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So we're speaking with Kevin Pilon. He's a financial advisor with Thrivance. I'm sorry. Sisso, the producer here, she's posted a link to him on our social media platform, so you can find him there. But you can also just type in his name in the Google or any source browser, DuckDuckGo, wherever you go. Kevin Pilon, P-I-L-O-N. And he's specializing in working with Catholics as well. If you have hesitation about investing, the market is scary, you don't know where to put your money, some places where you want to put your money, they don't hear the Catholic teaching or things we believe as Catholics, things that's important to us, our moral values. And so Kevin, he'll be a great guy to negotiate that treacherous and dangerous area for you. Kevin, what's some of the things that we've been talking about inflation on this show whenever you come on since the end of last year. Where are you at now? What sort of things have you notice, has anything shocked you with the market? So where's that interplay? And last time I think you're on the show, I don't think the Ukraine thing has started. So I know that whole tension with the ruble and all that stuff. I mean, where are you at now? What's some of the things we should be considering?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. As in the real world application, it always comes down to what decisions am I making today? And on the macro scale, you have the war with Russia and Ukraine, which, you know, please, let's all keep praying for them and praying for especially the children, you know, the children in Russia, the children in Ukraine. They need our prayers. They need our help. And, you know, Russia is the world's 11th largest economy, I believe. So when you compare it to the U.S.'s economy, it's about 1/20th of the size. So it's the things that are going on in Russia don't have the same kind of long-term impact to us as, say, Germany, or the impact to all of Europe in general. When you think about Russia, they're providing about 10% of all of the world's energy. That's a lot. But When it comes to Europe, they're providing almost half, around half of all of European energy. So when they cut off a natural gas pipeline to Germany, what are they supposed to do? They really hold a lot of power. And I think that the type of Cold War that we are watching unfold is one of energy and technology. And I'm no prophet, but I would say if we all fast forward a year from now, that is what we'll have seen dominate the news around Russia and Ukraine and Europe, is this ongoing technological and energy crisis type of war. When you have that kind of uncertainty geopolitically, of course, back home, we feel that the markets did respond. But right now, in some ways, the markets aren't even living in reality. Things have been very wild in the markets for some years now. And we could expect volatility. We could expect it's going up, it's going down. We could expect sometimes there's big swings up and big swings down. For those of you who are far from retirement, it's not the same kind of risk. Volatility is not the enemy. What is the enemy is inflation. What is the enemy is if taxes go crazy. Those are the enemies. Market volatility is not the enemy long term. For those of us who are close to retirement, if you're within 5 years, or if you're 5 years on the other side of retirement, or you're in the middle of retirement years, yes, market volatility is a big, big deal. And you need to have a plan around that. Most experts expect that over the next 20 years, David, global markets will on average outperform US markets. So it's not a time where we say, hey, let's hide all of our eggs in the United States market basket. Yeah. It just means that we want to be mindful that these things are happening, and that there are ways that we can be smart with minimizing our risk, maximizing our diversification for just future things that we see coming down the pike here. And I think we'll all be witnessing that.
Awesome. Kevin, you finished up just in time for the outro. Man, you're becoming a pro at this. You're going to take my show,
watching.
Man. You were the man. Kevin Pilon, thanks for coming back to the David L. Gray Show, man. I'll see you again next month, the month after. Make sure you guys check out Kevin. Kevin, everybody say hi to you. Brass Mama's back in there in the chat room. And we appreciate you as always. You're the man. Thanks for coming on the David L. Gray Show.
Thanks, David.
Yes, sir. And thank you for tuning back in. I'll be back here same time next week, same place. And I look forward to conversing with you again. In between time, visit me online at davidlgray.info. But until then, until next time, remember that Jesus loves you and is there for you. And live your life like salvation matters. And may the abundance of our Lord's blessings and graces and favors fall upon you and yours. Thank you.
Holy Trinity Catholic School in Grapevine invites all KATH 910 AM listeners to its 25th annual gala on Saturday, April 30th at the Hearst Conference Center. The gala is the largest fundraiser for Holy Trinity Catholic School, and funds raised will support the school's operating budget and programs such as curriculum, athletic programs,